USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A record number of Americans are traveling this holiday season, and many of them are facing bad weather as they hit the road and the skies. Heavy rain and strong winds continue to sweep across Southern California. Rainfall led to flooding and evacuations in parts of South Carolina. And in South Florida, flash flooding forced a brief shutdown at Fort Lauderdale International Airport. Airport delays were also a problem in Chicago after the National Weather Service said dense freezing fog developed overnight. The FAA grounded flights for a short time at Chicago's O'Hare and Midway International Airports until the fog cleared. AAA estimates that more than 115 million Americans will travel this holiday season, a 3.9% increase over last year. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, and thanks for listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Police have arrested more than 200 people and seized several high-powered weapons after a major drug bust in North Philadelphia. The arrest happened over the course of several days. Officials reportedly received tips from people about drug deals happening right in front of them. Police said 200 people were arrested on drugs and weapon violations. Police, working with federal drug enforcement agents and the FBI, confiscated drugs including cocaine, crack, marijuana, heroin, and other hard drugs with a street value of more than $700,000, and they also seized over $150,000 in cash. Boeing's CEO Dennis Muilenburg was fired a week after the company announced it planned to suspend production of its troubled 737 MAX airplanes, which were grounded after two crashes killed 346 people. Muilenburg, who had been CEO since 2015, will be replaced by Boeing chairman David Calhoun. Boeing stock jumped more than 3% immediately after the announcement. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
For the first time in over 200 years, Notre Dame will have no Christmas Eve Mass. With that story, here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Notre Dame kept Christmas going even during two world wars, a beacon of hope amid the bloodshed. Yet, an accidental fire in peacetime finally stopped the Paris Cathedral from celebrating Midnight Mass this year. For the first time in over two centuries, as the lights stay dim in the once invincible 855-year-old landmark, officials are trying hard to focus on the immediate task of keeping burned-out Notre Dame spirits alive in exile through service, song, and prayer. Some of the Christmas celebrations will be at another Gothic church in Paris, just under a mile away.
Former Uber CEO Travis Kalanick will resign from the newly public company's board next week, effectively severing ties with the ride-hailing company he co-founded a decade ago. Uber, once considered the world's most valuable startup, turbocharged the gig economy and has logged over 15 billion trips since 2010. Kalanick co-founded Uber in 2009, but was ousted as chief executive in the summer of 2017 after a series of management and sexual harassment scandals. He stayed on as a member of the board until the announcement. Kalanick recently sold more than $2.5 billion worth of shares in the company, more than 90% of his holdings, after a 180-day lockup period following the company's May initial public offering. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.